This is the Composer's Datebook for December 25th. Merry Christmas. I'm John Zeck. In the 1930s, many Americans had a hard time making ends meet. During the Great Depression, opera and concert tickets didn't figure into most families' budgets. But thanks to live radio broadcasts, American families enjoyed a veritable golden age of operatic and symphonic music in the comfort of their own homes. On Christmas Day in 1931, the NBC network made radio history when they broadcast a matinee performance of Engelbert Humperdinck's opera Hansel and Gretel live from the stage of the old Metropolitan Opera House in New York City to radio listeners coast to coast. The front page headline in the New York Times the following day read, "Metropolitan Broadcasts First Full Opera, Hailed as a Success as Millions Listen In." The on-air host was the American composer, Deems Taylor, whose own opera, Peter Ibbetson, would be included in a live Met broadcast the following spring. And on Christmas Day in 1937, this music of Antonio Vivaldi was the first piece on the program of the first live NBC Symphony broadcast led by the legendary Italian conductor Arturo Toscanini. Live NBC Symphony broadcasts under Toscanini would continue until the famous conductor's retirement in 1954. Along with the Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, Toscanini included a handful of American works in his programs, and in 1938 conducted the broadcast premiere of Samuel Barber's famous Adagio for Strings. For more information on these and other radio firsts, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.